A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Listen on any smart speaker and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good afternoon, 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Mostly cloudy, we're at 64 in Salt Lake City. KSL's top story. A leading epidemiologist says there's no need to panic with the announcement of two suspected cases of monkeypox here in Utah. If confirmed, they'd be the state's first cases. Our team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's Martha Harris.
Director of the Salt Lake County Health Department, Dr. Angela Dunn, says two adults who recently traveled to Europe started showing symptoms and went to their doctor on Friday.
And that astute clinician immediately told them to isolate and called public health.
Dunn says they're waiting on confirmatory tests from the CDC. Dunn says the individuals have mild symptoms and the general public shouldn't be concerned.
This is not easily spread from human to human. We are not talking about COVID here. It is really that direct contact with individuals who have monkeypox, and that's how it's spreading right now.
The department is reaching out to those who've been in contact with the individuals. Martha Harris, KSL News Radio.
With team coverage, I'm Becky Bruce. The deputy director of the CDC's Division of High Consequence Pathogens and Pathology says monkeypox spreads through extremely close contact.
Close sustained skin-to-skin contact with someone who has an active rash or through respiratory droplets in someone who has lesions in their mouth and they're around another person for an extended period of time.
Dr. Jennifer McQuiston expects more cases to be identified in the U.S., but isolating, she says, is a great tool to prevent the spread. And most patients with monkeypox recover on their own within 2 to 4 weeks. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
Well, in addition to the two suspected cases along the Wasatch Front, there are others in Boston, New York, Florida. So where is all of this coming from? Well, here's Dr. Darian Sutton from ABC News.
Oftentimes, monkeypox is transmitted from animal to human in something that we call zoonotic infections, but we don't see any sources of animal infections, and we also don't understand where these specific individuals are getting infected from.
Now, if you have flu-like symptoms and lesions appear on your body, yes, could be monkeypox. President Joe Biden took a sharp step away from a longstanding U.S. policy today. He indicated the U.S. would use military force to defend Taiwan should China invade.
China has repeatedly warned not to play the Taiwan card. And we know Beijing on an economic level has indicated lately that it wants things to work out since China's economy is facing a slowdown. But politically, these comments put them in a bind.
That's ABC News foreign correspondent Britt Klenet. An 18-year-old man is in court today after police say that he stabbed another 18-year-old and a 64-year-old stranger earlier this month. This was in Bountiful. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe reports.
Newly released charging documents walk through some of prosecutors' reasons for wanting 18-year-old Kane Fairbank held without bail. They say that after his arrest on May 12th, he can be heard on surveillance in his cell talking to himself about needing a sharper knife. The documents also stated that Fairbank told police he had made a mask for hunting people and that he told police he had had fun during the two stabbing attacks.
Fairbank is being held without bail, Davis County Jail. KSL News Time 3:03. Search and rescue crews are already getting a number of calls as the weather gets warmer. The Salt Lake County Sheriff's Search and Rescue Team rescued a hiker near Tanner's Flat in Little Cottonwood Canyon. After 3 hours of searching and working to locate the hiker, they were able to get them back home safe. North Fork Fire Department had two rescues near Aspen Grove over the weekend, both requiring helicopters. In one of these, a woman slipped on ice while hiking and was left hanging on to a rocky cliff. She was hoisted out by a chopper and treated for hypothermia. Firefighters are hoping a wildfire in Wasatch County is not a sign of things to come for this summer. A human-caused fire near the Flatline Trail burned more than 85 acres. Mike Erickson of the Utah Division of Forestry, Fire, and State Land says it was unusual to have a fire like that this time of year in that area.
We're in a drought. We didn't get the snowpack we were hoping for this winter. The spring's kind of been hit or miss. I'd say, you know, drier than average, too. And we're looking at a potentially drier than average summer here, too.
Extra crews were brought in today to help contain the fire line and to work on some hot spots. You might have to move to achieve the American dream. There's a new report out showing many first-time buyers are relocating just to find a home they can afford.
It's been a really difficult market for first-time buyers because they have to come up with a down payment. They have to figure out how to qualify for a mortgage. And with prices increasing so much, it's gotten tough.
That's Jeff Ostrowski, who's an analyst at Bankrate.com. He told Dave and Dujanovic this morning Bankrate's survey found 64% of non-homeowners would like to own a home, but they can't afford it. KSL News Time 305. Well, Gen Z might be struggling to buy a home, but Generation X is probably wishing they had the cash for this next item. Kurt Cobain's guitar from Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit music video just sold at auction for $4.5 million. Part of the proceeds go to Kicking the Stigma. It's a group dedicated to raising awareness about mental health disorders. KSL News Time 305, Ricky Meese, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Happy Monday.
Yeah, sure. Okay. You want.
I get that.
Well, let's do this. How's the rush?
It is nice and quiet out there. There is no rush. We have good speeds on all the Valley freeways. Enjoy it while you can. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
My minute of news for a Monday is on the way next. Stay right here.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.